Hey, this is Adam.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
Hi, Adam. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. Happy Thursday. We're like halfway there, right?
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
We're moving along pretty quick, huh?
Yeah. What's going on?
Well, I was asked to contact you to go over
the
Google Guarantee opportunity for your company. She put here that you were interested in hearing the details on that.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so how much do you know about Google Guarantee?
Nothing.
Okay, and just to verify the services that you're providing, you're a swimming pool contractor, not maintenance, correct?
No, I do build. So,
yeah, but, you're the contractor.
Yeah, but under the realm of maintenance, we also do remodels, but not you know, like water chemistry and stuff like that.
Yeah. So the verticals, they're very concise and clear. There's a whole list of subcategories within the vertical, but they have like swimming pool cleaning as one, or they have the swimming pool contractor. So you're going to be contractor, which also is inclusive for the remodels and things like that.
Right.
So the thing is have you ever tried like Angie's or Thumbtack or anything like that?
Yeah, I use Angie's right now.
How do you like it?
I'm still figuring it out. You know, I've gone to maybe 4 leads,
mm-hmm.
and they've all been decent leads, but it's kind of a race to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, a lot of guys come in with like ridiculous prices, and it's from what the homeowners say, they don't seem that well qualified to be building, just from some of the advice they've been giving homeowners.
And to be charging that.
What?
And for them to try to be charging that?
Well, they charge like I don't even know how they're getting the work done for the price they're charging. It's pretty crazy. And the reputable pool builders around here don't know how they're paying. So I don't know. I have a mixed bag right now. I have a couple bids out right now with some leads, and I'm optimistic about them because they were kind of more professional people than the first guy I met with. It's still up in the air for me.
Right.
But anyway.
Yeah, it's a different quality of lead. And that's kind of why I'm bringing that up, is to explain the difference here. Because Google Guarantee is pay per lead. I'm not sure how far Carmen got into the explanation with you, but it is Google built Google Guarantee to trump all other pay per lead services. So the thing about Angie, Thumbtack, Home Advisor Networks, I mean, you name it, Porch, House, all of them, what they do is they purchase a position for their company name at the top in the Google Ads section, meaning the Google Ads is the way the page is laid out is when you do a search for pool contractor, swimming pool contractor, the different services that you're offering, at the very top of the page, the search result is going to be produced. It's going to say Google Guarantee sponsored. And it's going to be a list of the guaranteed providers. Then below that is the Google Ads section, and this is going to be people who are running pay-per-click Google Ads. Below that is the local map. Below that is the organic section, the ones that look like paragraphs. So what those companies are doing is they're purchasing pay-per-click in the Google Ads section because that's the only place they're allowed to list. Google has reserved the very top of the page in the Google Guarantee section, also known as local service ad, for the local service providers, as well as the local map section. So that's for you guys, the small to medium-sized business owner, not the large corporation. Okay?
Okay.
So the reason I break this down is just so you have an understanding of exactly what the difference is. So when somebody clicks on that home advisor listing, pick your top 25 contractors, or they hear it on the radio or they see it on the television and they call in, Home Advisor is collecting that lead. They're capturing it, and then they're reselling it to you guys, which I'm sure you understand that, right?
Yes.
But the difference here is, A, there's nothing exclusive about that lead. It's not going only to you. There's no lead exclusivity. I've heard numerous times, like you said, you know, the quality of client that's coming and the cost, right?
Right.
Right. So Google built this service to trump those services. Also, like getting costs back on leads has never been easy with that company because they don't record the calls. All they do is record the time. that you've been on the phone, and I think it's like a 30 to 45 second is what they consider a qualified lead. If you're on the phone with that, which that could all be just the phone ringing and it being a voicemail, right?
Well, honestly, they consider it, it's worse than that. But if you get sent a lead and you can't prove that it's not a shit lead, like, like another contractor or something like that, they just charge you. There's not,
what's your lead cost?
Like $60 a lead, maybe.
Okay. All right. Well, this is going to be this is definitely going to be different for you. So first and foremost, Google built this service to trump all of their pay-per-lead services. And what they've done here is at the very top of the page, you have to be qualified. So if you look up swimming pool contractor and you see it at the top of the page, if you click on any one of those providers, you're not going to charge that provider any money. You're just going to be looking at their profile. And when you look at their profile, it says what the guarantee is. So what the guarantee is Google is guaranteeing that you are a quality service provider in your area, that you've been through their vetting process and you've applied and you're tried and true. Additionally, it says right there, get it done right or Google pays you back. So what Google does is they actually back your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. Now, in the long run of building a swimming pool or remodeling one, $2,000 isn't all that much money. However, it is what Google's promise is to the public. And then what they're promising you is qualified leads. So the way it works is when the leads come in, what they do is that those consumers have gone to Google. They've looked at the providers there in the guaranteed section, which that is, first of all, it's at the very top. But secondly, it already tracks a better qualified client. And 9 out of 10 studies do show that these leads show a 33% closing conversion and qualified lead over any other type of pay-per-lead simply because it's at the top and it says Google guaranteed next to it, right? So with that being said, the upfront cost on that is a one-time $250 application fee. That goes to get yourself background checked and any face-to-face employees who are going out and doing bids on behalf of the company. Do you have any employees that are doing that, or is that primarily just you?
Just myself.
Okay. So you'd be the one on the background check. I'm assuming no felonies in the last 7 years?
No.
Okay, and normally it requires business license and insurance, but for your vertical in your area, and Texas is a lot more lenient, they don't require either one, but I'm assuming you probably have both, right?
General liability, Texas doesn't require licensing at all.
Yeah.
There actually isn't a pool builder's license, so which was shocking to me. I'm from California,
right?
So you know.
Okay, yes. Okay, so you know, I'm in California too, so you already know what we're used to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got to have a license to walk down the street now.
Right, exactly. So that being said, I do plan on getting some, like, supplementary licenses that I don't really need but would help keep me protected in case one of my subs end up having something go invalid without telling me or something like that. But, you know, right now, I have general liability.
Okay, cool. And again, it's not even required, which again, I'm surprised as you are. Texas is the one most super lenient state. Like in California, to be a handyman for Google guarantee, this is the thing. Google requires different licensing and can ask for different insurance than what's required by the state just because Google is backing you. So if they choose not to, that's on them. But I'm with you. In California, you have to have a license to be a handyman. Well, you get to Texas and it's kind of a free for all. All you need is background check.
Right.
So you're good to go. Okay. On that. Then once your Google guarantee approved, what happens is there is going to be a minimum monthly budget and additionally it's going to be a cost per lead. Now mind you, these are better qualified leads. People go to Google, they look at your profile, they read your reviews, they look at your website, they decide they want to work with you, they pick up the phone and they call you. First and foremost, they're calling a Google call tracking number that is specific for your business, that is specific to this ad, and it does rotate, so nobody can run your ad out. Nobody can call that number continually, and all of those phone calls are recorded for authenticity purposes. So Google has specific criteria that makes it a qualified call, a qualified lead, and that is A, if you give estimate over the phone, which is never, right?
Yep.
Or B, if you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face. So, for example, somebody calls, they're seeking employment with your company, not a qualified lead, you're not charged. If they're a spam, robo, otherwise, you know, a not live human being, any type of press one dialer, all of those unqualified leads, not even charged. And then also, you have a specific service area and a specific services that you're servicing within your service area. So if they call requesting a service that's not on your profile and you decline the job, you're not charged. If they call requesting a service outside of your service area and you decline the job, you're not charged. So they actually have AI listening to each and every line looking for those buzzwords. And the reason the calls are recorded is it's a fail-safe. So in the event that one slipped through the cracks, then you would simply contact us and then we would go ahead and forward it over to Google and say, hey, we have access to that call recording. Google does. You do. You say, this phone number, this is unqualified. It doesn't meet the criteria. Okay?
Thanks, yeah.
So then we would get your money back on that. Now, when the calls come in, they come in at approximately 3 leads a week. You have the ability to increase or decrease that as you see fit. Because once your Google Guarantee application is completely approved, we call you to set the minimum monthly budget. Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads in a month to start the program. Now, at the end of the day, you're in complete control of how the leads flow. Once you pay the minimum monthly budget, we cut the leads on. If you take on the first couple of leads and then you want to increase lead flow, fantastic. Say you take on the first couple of leads and now you're booked for, you know, a couple of weeks, a couple of months, whatever the case is, you call and you pause the leads. Wherever you pause the leads financially is where the leads stop. They don't accidentally cut back on until you turn them back on and then they will exhaust the remainder of the budget. Okay?
Okay.
Getting into lead costs, it is a little steeper than what you've been paying, but it's $130 a lead, and you're looking at a minimum monthly budget of $1,704 to start.
And just to be minimum monthly budget of $1,704, and you're saying I could drop that, though, right, after I put in the first month's amount?
Yeah, so after you put in that first month's amount and then you cut the leads on, say you pause it at week two and it's paused for 4 months. If you pause it with, you know, $1,400 left in the budget, that's where it pauses. In 4 months, when you say turn the leads back on, you still have that $1,400 to use up.
Okay.
Okay, and additionally, the latter is also true. Obviously, if you want to increase lead flow, you have the ability to choose to do that as well. You can, you know, have them coming in quicker, faster, more of them. Now, I've also had lots of questions to the tune of what if there's just not that many leads? What if there's not 13 leads in the month, right?
It seems like if Angie's Leads can do it, Google can, because Angie's Leads surprised me completely.
Well, that's understandable, absolutely, and that's why Google built this product. It is superior. The searches are there to support us having a Google Guarantee listing in that area. So the thing is it's not available in every category or what Google calls is a vertical, or in every area. So in some areas, it's not this particular vertical isn't even valid. Like they don't even have it in that area because the searches aren't there to support it. So the searches are definitely there to support it, but things obviously slow down sometimes around the holidays and stuff like that. So in the event that there's not 13 leads in the month, you haven't been contacted for the 13 leads, then that budget simply rolls over. It's not an automatic monthly charge, and it's only charged once you've exhausted the budget. Okay?
To zero or to back to the minimum?
To zero. To zero.
Okay.
Once it's exhausted, to zero. Yeah, absolutely. So there's lots of different options available with this as far as the services go and being very specific to the criteria and tailoring the type of calls that you would be receiving. Because within the swimming pool vertical, pool contractor. Okay, so you're looking at spa and hot tub installation, pool and hot tub equipment, water features, resurfacing, repair cracks, repair tile, renovation, custom designs, commercial pool projects, pool construction, jetted lap pool. I'm not sure what that is, but those are the key words, the subcategories, so to speak, that are under the pool contractor vertical.
And are we able to limit that a bit? Because
that
all sounds great. What's that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Just because I'm just getting started out here and I don't want to take on like a jetted,
swimming
pool.
Practice it a couple of times before you do it, right? There's like another fantastic option, and it's on a case-by-case situation. So once, if you choose, this is what it looks like. If you choose to move forward, then we go ahead, we charge the $250 application fee. I send you the application, and really uploading the information on the application seriously takes less than 15 minutes. You upload the information that we need so that we can go ahead and begin the background check. You will have a client onboarding. It takes about 15 minutes with Ivan, and he's going to cross the T's, dot the I's with your application, have you send in your photo identification via text so that we can submit it to Evident and Pinkerton ID to go ahead and push that through. Once your application is submitted, the maximum amount of time that it takes to get approved is 4 to 8 weeks. I don't always see it take that long or even usually see it take that long. It truly depends on how quickly you get the application back to us. But that's what the terms and conditions state, so I always explain that. I've seen it return in like 4 days. It just really depends. So, again, that's not a promise. I just, let you know. Like, we move as fast as you move. Okay. And then once it's submitted to Google, of course, we're in Google's hands. But obviously, they're trying to move it forward, too, because they want to start charging you for the leads, right? So with that being said, once everything is completely approved, we're going to contact you and we're going to say, hey, we're ready to charge the minimum monthly budget. They'll go ahead and charge the $1,704 once they have your permission. Now, once your Google guarantee approved, Google's going to contact us and let us know if you qualify for max lead budget. So max lead budget mode is an added little thing that comes for certain companies. You don't have to take advantage of it. You can take advantage of it. It depends on how high you want to come up on the list. So there's different opportunities for you to increase the cost that you're willing to pay per lead. Okay?
Okay.
So if you wanted to do that, then you could do that. What's that?
Can you say that last part one more time? I'm sorry. I zoned out. All right. Got a text.
Yeah, no worries. Which, the whole thing?
No. Just you were saying, can you re-explain the max?
Max lead budget mode. So what will happen is once your Google guarantee approved, if it qualifies in your area, our agent will contact you and will say, hey, Adam, just so you're aware, you qualify for max lead budget bidding mode. Now, what that is that gives you the ability to pay more per lead to come further up on the list. Okay?
Okay.
If you're willing to pay more for leads, some people they want to come up, so they're like, I'll pay double, I'll pay triple, or they can max their cost out. Like, I'm willing to pay, $150 a lead, or $250 a lead, whatever the case is. But that is something that they always approach if it's available in your area, and it is available in a lot of the areas. So I just don't want you to be surprised when you hear that from our agents.
Okay.
Okay, so you want to give it a shot?
Right now, so here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Am I able to start applying for the process and then...
You can go ahead. We can start the process, get you Google Guarantee approved. Say you're approved in 2 weeks and you're not ready to pony up $1,700 yet, okay?
Yeah.
Then you say, I need a few more weeks, or I need 2 more months, or whatever the case is, but you're already approved. You already have your Google guarantee approval. It may take the full four weeks. It may take, 4 weeks and 3 days. We don't know how long it's going to take for your approval to come through. But once it comes through, it's not like you get disqualified if you don't pay the moment that we say, okay, we're ready. $1,700 is no small feat. That's a house payment. Okay?
Yeah.
Right. We understand that. So when you're ready, then you say, okay, now I've got the money. Go ahead and cut the leads on.
Okay, I think for now, I'm going to hold off because I just already have a lot of bills that I need to figure out how to take care of. And if I could get a couple jobs closed,
mm-hmm.
I'd be more than happy to do it.
Sure.
But right now I just don't want to add more cost, and I have a lot of work that I need to get through right now.
Okay.
Yeah. And I already have SEO up with you guys that I want
you
to
sure
try to get
do.
Moving on.
Mm-hmm. And that's working really well. You're doing really well considering you've only been with it for a couple of weeks. They've got everything fully functional for you, so that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I do want to do – here's a question, though. Here's one that I might be able to say. I have another company with you guys registered, and it's called Pacific Plate Shark Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it's specific. This was specific to pool builders, huh? In this area, you saw me. Because
the
other company is Shotcrete, and
mm-hmm.
it's not. It's just a little more specific.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it wouldn't quite work. You know, I think
a little
right
more
now,
specific to what?
Well, it's specific to it's business to business sales.
Mm. Okay.
So, you know, that's kind of how that goes.
Right.
And in the past when we used lead generation, it just didn't quite work out.
Well, it depends on what vertical it's for. What is Shotcrete?
It's for pools.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. If it's based more commercially, that's the thing. With the Google guarantee,
yeah.
we can't promise strictly one or the other. Okay.
Right.
I would never, you know, I'd never promise that. There's a good chance you're going to get a lot of commercial, but there, you know, you're also going to get a fair amount of residential because we can't differentiate that on that section. Google hasn't given us the ability to do that yet. But
I find with this in particular, when I've tried to use lead generation sources,
mm-hmm.
It just didn't quite work out because a lot of the consumers were confused when they were calling in. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? They didn't really
mm-hmm.
understand
mm-hmm.
the difference. So
right
for
the professional,
for
the business one, you mean, or just period?
Say that again.
Do you mean for?
Right. For the business, they didn't understand. You know, they just saw the word Shotcrete and pools in the same sentence, but not
mm-hmm.
didn't necessarily understand that how pools are made is there's groups of subcontractors that come together with their own thing and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. When you're ready to give this a go, Adam, the only upfront cost is that one-time $250 application fee. That's going to be completely good to go. Once your Google guarantee approved, you get your Google guarantee badge. It's going to give you that additional green check mark. It's going to give you a Google guarantee badge that we can actually brand on your website and all other destinations just to give you that added form of protection. When you have those words next to your name or associated with your name, obviously the word guarantee gives people warm and fuzzies, and then Google is that household brand name. So, it's just that one-time $250 application fee to get everything up and get the process started and get it moving forward for you. And then when you're ready, you know, then obviously you can go
I'll probably end up doing this. It's just right now, I just want to get through the money I've already put into Angie's Lead, see where that gets me, and then probably end up, you know, giving it a run and seeing where that ends up because I trust that it's a better product at the end of the day.
It's a way better product. Yeah, I would sell this product to my grandmother. This particular product, Google actually developed it 5 years ago. It was in beta for the first 2 years. And once they released it to the premier partners, to us, I grabbed a hold of it, and I've learned as much as I possibly can about this platform because as far as I'm concerned, this is where everything's going to wind up going. Because they want to make sure that it's actual qualified companies that are working on Google, that are listing on Google, especially with the Google Guarantee brand. And if you're getting in at the ground level, you know, where your leads are going to be so much and your cost per month is going to be relatively low considering what you're offering. And additionally, the cost associated with it all the way around, because once it blows up, we know just like anything, once something begins to blow up, then the cost kind of really goes up and you're in at the ground level.
How new is this?
It's 5 years old. Yeah, it's 5 years old. It was in beta the first couple of years, and it was only released in the large areas, and it wasn't necessarily released for all verticals. So they started out with some of the bigger things. Like if you're a concrete contractor, just a straight up concrete contractor, you're not eligible for this. The only way to get to a concrete lead from Google Guarantee is to go in as a landscaper, and it's only for concrete driveways and concrete paveways. So, like, your straight out concrete contractors aren't going to qualify for this. In order for excavation, if you're just a straight excavation land clearing, you have to go in through sewage pro as a sewage pro. So those specific type of, verticals, they require particular licenses for most places, as you know. You know, So those guys, like, that's what I'm saying, is it is a boutique service for particular providers. You have to qualify for it. In order to come up in the Google Guarantee section as a painter, you have to qualify for the handyman vertical. That's the only place that painter is. A painter doesn't have its own vertical in Google Guarantee.
Right.
Painters are pretty popular. I mean, you'd think that they would, but they don't. Google's really tailored it down so only the best of the best are listed there, because they're willing to put their money where their mouth is, and they want the best qualified leads coming to them.
And sorry, did you also say that as far as it goes, the lead only gets sold to one contractor?
You have lead exclusivity, absolutely, because we're not selling the lead to you. What's happening is we're branding it in the Google Guaranteed section, and then the clients are going to the Guaranteed section, and they're choosing to work with you directly.
Okay. Do you know the approximate – oh, okay. So basically, it's an open marketplace for people to see the credentials of all the Google Guaranteed professionals in the area, and then they choose you.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, interesting. Now, without having licensing, do you think that will disqualify me from the program?
No. It's not going to disqualify you for the program. So if you go onto Google right now and you look up pool contractors, you're going to see the Google Guarantee search results right there. You can click on the ad, and you can have a look at the guys that are showing up right there. And you can even click on details and what that's going to do.
Oh, yeah, I got it right here. Yeah, totally.
Perfect. So once you pull that up, what is your – hold on. I had it pulled up here. What is your zip code?
77380.
Okay. And you're in Spring, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Island Life Pools and Patio, right?
Yeah, Regal. Yeah.
Uh huh. Okay.
All the big guys.
So when you click on Island and you click right there, it says Google Guarantee, get it done right or Google pays you back. Pass background check. You click on details right there. It's going to tell you this business and one or more of the owners or managers were background checked. So if you go and you look in a different area, maybe you look in California for that, and it'll say details, and then it'll say, contractor has a blank, blankety, blankety, blank, blank pool contractor's license in the state of California, and gives his license number. Provider is insured. And background check was done. So that's what I'm saying, is you can always tell what's needed by looking at the guys that are already there. The only thing that's needed in your area for you to qualify for this is the background check. The fact that you have the insurance is going to be an added form for you, and people are going to feel more comfortable moving forward with you because you display that you have the insurance.
Okay. God damn, I wish you guys called me before I did fucking Home Advisor. I wish I had like 10 more grand.
Yeah, but it's just the $250 to get going, and then once you chip away at that monthly cost and get it going, I mean, you and I both know it's only going to take one client to cover the cost of that, maybe even for a year, you know, of a qualified client. You're going to get the qualified client, you know?
Yeah.
That's why it's such a coveted position, because the people that are listed in that guaranteed section, they're making money hand over fist, and they're willing to pay $130, $140, $250 a lead because they know what it's going to get them, because they're better qualified leads.
It's going to get them 60 grand.
Exactly. A whole year's worth of work, you know?
Yeah. Are we able to just limited to remodels for right now?
So, yeah, I mean, what we could do is the subcategories, the subcategories within it, which I can go over what they are with you again, and you can tell me which ones it is that you want, which ones it is that you don't want. So, yeah. What we do is we get you approved for the entire vertical, for all of it. We get you approved for all of it, and then you get to tailor it. So say in August, you're offering remodels and resurfacing, but then say come, you know, December, you're offering the jetted lap pools and the other things. You can change the keywords. You're not locked in. Okay?
Okay, why don't we get verified with it for $250? And you said the minimum is $1,700, right?
$1,704, yes, sir. So the first thing I'll do is I'm going to send everything over in writing to you so that you have it from me. I'll be the lead on this for you. And it's going to be labeled Google Guarantee, and it's going to have all the details, and it will have that exact pricing in there for you because you're going to need that on the application. It's going to ask you what the minimum monthly budget is, and that's, you're going to put in that $1,704. So CPL.
Now, here's the question. You said $1,704 prices me out for 13 leads a month, right? And once I'm in, can I drop that? I just want to take on a couple. I really would like to stretch this out until I wear out my Angie's Leaks budget.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You don't have to say you only take on one or two, and then you call and you pause it. You can pause it for as long as you want to pause it for, and your budget stays there. It's money in the bank. It never is expired. Ever.
Okay.
Okay, and you're going to have access from the dashboard to be able to track everything. So this is coming over to you now with that. And then the next thing I'm sending is the Google Guarantee application. So the application itself, like I said, it's super easy. It gives a place for you to put in license, and then it says right there, if license isn't required, just put NA in the box. You go ahead and put NA there. Again, the insurance is not required for your area, but the fact that you have it, so if you want to upload your general liability insurance doc, it's an Accord document from your insurance company, then you're welcome to upload that. If you don't happen to have it on hand, cool.
I can just send it my blank cert, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. So I have a visa on file ending in 5973. That's the one I'm going to charge for the application fee?
No.
Okay. All right. Give me one second.
Let me check. Okay. Business Home Limited, 5973. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's the one?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So let me go ahead and do this.
Yes. You got to make some money, Amy.
I know it. Absolutely. Yeah, this is going to be wonderful for the business. And then watch, once you've got this going, you're going to drop that Angie's Home Advisor altogether.
Yeah, I hope so, because those guys are a little fucking cheap, honestly.
I laugh only because I've heard it so many times. Like, I feel so bad for you guys. Okay, so this is strange. It tells me decline CVV2CID fail. I have the security code on that visa ending in, the security code is 370?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I have the card number.
I've had a lot of issues with this freaking account. I got tagged for fraud immediately. Because I have, like, mismatching documents because I just moved to Texas, and it's just been a pain in the ass.
Okay.
But let me see.
Did you get a notification that I tried to charge it?
No. Why don't we try and let me see. Texas Post Buy. You know, I just called and updated it with Abby, I think. And I don't think our monthly charge has come around yet, so I wonder if he entered in the wrong number and it didn't go all the way through. Should we try and re-enter it?
Re-enter the card number?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll read it back to you. I have 4246.
Yeah.
3153.
Yeah.
7911.
Yeah.
5973.
That's right.
expires in September of 2029?
28.
Oh, that's what it is.
Cool.
And then the security code is the 370.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, perfect. That's updated. Okay. Here we go. Try it again. Yes. Okay, you're going to get an invoice for that now. And then how long do you think you need with the application, Adam? You want 24 hours, 48 hours? How long do you need to get the application completed for?
How long does it take to fill out? Like
15 minutes. That's not long at all.
Yeah, I mean, I can get it back to you today.
Okay, so I can schedule your onboarding for tomorrow. I have an appointment available at like 9:30, or we can do later in the day if you want something around the same time.
9:30 California time or
9:30 Texas time.
Let's do. Do you have like 10:30?
Yep. Mhm.
Yeah, let's do that one.
You got it, my friend. You're going to see an email come through that's going to say GG onboarding. It'll have your first and last name along with your phone number. And this is going to be a placeholder for the Google Calendar for the Google Guarantee application. As long as I'm available, I will be the one to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent. If I'm not available, which I usually am, it just means that I'm on the phone. Surprise, surprise. I still try to make sales in between. So with that being said, the agent would contact you themselves directly from the 877 number in that case, Adam. But the other thing is this, is if that application, as soon as the application submitted, we get confirmation that it is confirmed. And then if for any reason it wasn't before your 10:38 a.m. appointment, then we would have to postpone that appointment, okay? Because we have
now,
to have the application done.
What's the process? Because this company opened last month. What's the chances that it won't pass?
Very, very, very small. Very small.
Okay.
That
And if it doesn't, is there a rebate or no?
If it doesn't, we could talk about. Generally, there's not a return policy on it, but I can definitely see what else we can do. If there's something else that we can do for you, or apply it elsewhere,
okay.
Something along those lines. We want to keep you happy. Obviously, we're not just gonna, you know, take advantage of you at all. And the other thing is we're gonna exhaust every avenue we have to get you approved.
Okay.
Absolutely imperative that we do that, because, I mean, that is the whole point. That's why I check on the front end what you've got, what's required, and making sure that you meet that criteria. Okay?
Okay, cool. Okay.
All right. You're good to go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Adam.
Bye.